Hey guys, it's Anis, and I saw this wonderful October is here questionnaire. I'm hoping that there's no issues with this audio being played on things other than Google Chrome. For anyone who saw my last post, for whatever reason, those two only work on Google Chrome, the two last audios I did. Hoping to not have that issue again, but anyway, I had plenty of free time today, so I thought I'd go ahead and try to work on some scripts and maybe an audio and one of these. So, let's start on it. Number one, based on your username, what would your Halloween costume be? I guess a big, like, something that looks like the Gimbals Black Licorice Scotty Dogs. Seeing as how, you know, my name is so sweet, like Anis, maybe if I could have, like, a costume that was, like, a bottle of absinthe, that would also work. I'm actually a big fan of absinthe, so maybe that. I don't know. Which would you guys think would probably be a better costume? Number two, did you celebrate Halloween growing up, trick-or-treating? Yes, I did trick-or-treat until I was probably about, like, 14, probably. I was very much a candy lover, so I didn't want to miss out on that. I also had a couple of Halloween parties as a kid. Like, second grade, we had a really big Halloween party for everyone that was in my neighborhood. It was a really fun time. Did another one when I was in, like, I think probably, like, sixth or seventh grade, maybe eighth. I'm pretty sure it was before I was in high school. That went really well. Haven't really had any Halloween parties of my own since then. But I've been to plenty in the past couple of years, generally are pretty fun. So, yeah, I love Halloween. I like dressing up. Although I usually don't dress up. Like last year, all I did was, like, I just put on my pug face shirt and just wore, like, this creepy pug mask. I don't really know what I want to do this year. I don't want to do anything, like, boring and traditional. Like, I don't just want to go as, like, oh, another vampire, or oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'd love to do something a little different, but probably gonna blow that one off too. Probably still gonna have a party though. Number three, what is the best or most favorite costume you've ever worn? Sexy bedroom costumes count. Best costume I've ever worn. Well, I don't know, I guess that ninja outfit I wore when I was a kid was pretty cool. Like, I haven't really worn any, like, particularly cool costumes ever. So, yeah, that ninja, I used to have this really cool ninja costume when I was a kid. I had a sword that came with it and everything, so probably just go with that. Number four, mummy, werewolf, vampire. Which would you rather have sex with and why? Werewolf? Because at least the werewolf is actually still a human being. And, you know, they don't necessarily have to be changed. Like, I feel like the vampire would probably fuck you a lot better on the whole. But, the whole thing about, like, you know, they might bite your neck and turn you into eternal, you know, undead. Yeah, no, see, I'm not okay with that. Also, I had this weird cringy thing about the idea of, like, a vampire biting people's necks. Like, when I see that in a movie, I, like, turn away. Like, it's like an intravenous thing, and I've just got this really weird thing about that. I'm like, nah. Mummy? Ugh. Like, I mean, it's like a decaying body in rags. Blech. Number five. What is your favorite movie or TV show to watch around Halloween? I don't think there's a particular show that I'm probably more about. I mean, certain shows have really great, like, Halloween specials, I guess. Like, I love watching the Korn's Groovy Pirate Misty for South Park when that comes on. Was there a Family Guy Halloween episode? I don't think there was. Yeah, I mean, there's not a particular thing that I'm big on watching around then, though. Number six. Do you enjoy the following? Pumpkin patches, corn mazes, pumpkin spice lattes, cool costumes, and people asking for free candy. Pumpkin patches, I've never done that. I would, absolutely, though. Corn mazes, I've never done that, but I would. Pumpkin spice lattes, absolutely, I fucking love it. I am a straight white female about it. Love that shit. I guess more specifically, basic bitch, sure. Cool costumes, absolutely. People asking for free candy, why the hell not? Number seven. Tell us a really good Halloween joke. I don't know, a witch, a vampire, and a werewolf walk into a bar, and they're really offended by all the other people that are wearing costumes that are pretending to be them, and they get pissed, and they murder a bunch of people. I was gonna do something making fun of like social appropriate, like cultural appropriation, but I just don't know where the hell I was going with that. Number eight, tell us a fun story about yourself that involves either Halloween, October, or fall in general. A fun story. I don't really think I have anything particularly like crazy noteworthy. Last Halloween party I was at, I did mushrooms and watched Tool videos and kind of laid on the floor looking at the ceiling for a while wearing my pug mask, and it was kind of weird but like kind of cool at the same time, I guess. Had a really good time though. Number nine, sing a Halloween-inspired song or read us a short Halloween-inspired poem. I don't know, like, is This Is Halloween good enough? This is Halloween, this is Halloween. I don't know that whole song, I'm sorry. But I love that movie. Number 10. If you could go trick-or-treating with three other Gone Wild audioers, who would it be and why? I have not really gotten a strong thing on, I guess, like, personalities outside of, like, people's audios. I guess Little Mako seems like a really nice person that would be really fun to hang out with. She seems like she has a lot of shit to say and would probably wear a cool costume. Avalon, like Ever Distant Utopia, like he seems like he's really fun. By the way, guys, don't mind the sound of my roommates. They're my roommate's having a birthday party. He's getting prepped. I guess like a third person. How about Miss? Or someone who's a straight veteran. They just seem like they'd probably be like the kind of person that could get into some fun debauchery, like been around for a while, like okay. So hope that you listen and enjoy this, Penny. I'm sorry I don't have a top bod. But I hope your move is nice and improved, and can't wait for Halloween. Check you guys later.